Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you live, straight from the whipping up a poetic fusion of life, love, laughter, inspiration, motivation, education, and mental stimulation.
With a cherry on top, with our weekly hot topics on everyday relations, welcome
to Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio.
With your host, your Poetic Energy herself,
bringing the electric current with her own poetic flow, weekly featured guests, and open mic segments. She promises to keep the currents and the waves
live
at all times. Here on Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio.
Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio.
The number to chime in and express yourself is 917-932-8881.
That's 917-932-8881.
Non-U.S. listeners, dial 1-877-218-1183.
That's 1-877-218-1183.
Detroit and all our global listeners, it's your girl Poetic Energy bringing it to you live in the evening time. I just want to quickly announce that our regular schedule host is out ill for the evening, so I am holding down the spot tonight on the mic. We're looking forward to a great interview this evening with 1D Sister. It gives me great pleasure to introduce to you this amazing author and spoken word artist, Ruffins, all of Indiana. She heats it up erotically and cools it down centrally, and she flows deeply in her newest book, Central Dragon. She is none other than Miss Dawn Deep Rivers Blanchard. Help me welcome Dawn to the show, Poetic Energy Network Station. Welcome, Dawn.
Hello, how are you?
I am greatly so excited about this interview tonight, sister.
Yes, I'm looking forward to it.
Yes, I got an opportunity to listen to your Deep Rivers track and a couple of other your tracks, and we are definitely feeling it. We're going to play that one of your tracks later on in the show. But my listeners are anxious. We got people on the switchboard hanging out. We have people in the chat room hanging out. So we're just going to get this interview started. But why don't
you
dive right in and just let us know, how did you get your start in poetry?
Well, I actually started writing poetry years ago when I was about 8, 9 years old. And I've written all my life, had a conversation with one of my dearest and closest friends who's a poet, Karma Eve, and she said something that just opened up the floodgates. She's like, you know what, at the end of every day, you have to write what you feel comfortable and what you really, really feel. And I started with the erotic, and from that point forth, I've done the books, the CDs. We have our publishing company now, so it all started with writing from an abuse standpoint. It was my escape to where it is now.
All right. You know what? I noticed that you said that because a lot of people say that people who are creative writers and poets, we always write from a place of hurt or pain. And I noticed that you said you began writing with from a place of abuse. And,
yes.
You know, that's so therapeutic to be able to write. Wouldn't you say that poetry is somewhat of a therapy?
It is. I use it in therapy. I'm also a counselor, too, so I use it as part of therapy. I tell people when I write about the abuse, because I write from erotic to pieces of about abuse and everything in between, when I write, I have the control, not the abuser, not the people that did all the bad things, but when I express how I feel through my words, that's me taking control back, and that's what I tell my clients. If you really, really want to take control, you express it. You express how you felt. Not what somebody tells you you felt, how you feel.
Absolutely. I love that you said that and that you're a counselor because a lot of times you say, I love that you said you're taking your power back. That is so important to be able to do that in such a way, and it comes from a place of writing to be able to gain your inner strength and your inner strength back. By, you know, writing out your thoughts and your innermost feelings. I want to kind of, you know, track back a little bit and just, you know, we know you from Indiana. You know, how does your state rep you or support you with your path on writing poetry?
It's kind of open as far as writing poetry. When it comes to erotic, I would say it's kind of closed-minded. It's a lot of people that they like to hear it behind closed doors, but for it to be as open as I am with it as far as writing about it, that's a little different. I run into a lot when I do different venues. There are venues here that do like it, but the other ones, I get the same thing. Can you keep it clean? And like I tell people, the only way erotic poetry is clean is if you're doing it in the shower. It is what it is. So that's something that, I mean, I get more love in what I do other places. I've done poetry readings and book signings in Florida, out of state. I've done them in other states, and I feel the love. But here it's kind of hard. I think it's a little too conservative for what I do sometimes. But I have done private events here. So when I do the private events and invite people, it's a big difference.
Absolutely. So when did you decide that you wanted to take your art form and put it into a book form?
What I did was I talked to Karma Eve about the writing and got off the phone with her. And I was like, you know what? At my age, I've done so many things. My children are grown, all the nine yards of all that. I sat down and started writing. Within a matter of 30 days, I had written maybe two books and two CDs. It just kept going. And I decided, you know what, I'm just not going to keep writing this. And I had some people that read my stuff, and I was like, you're really, really good. You need to go to the next level. So I just kept going and started with the book. I self-published first, which turned out to be somewhat of a nightmare. And then I decided, you know what, we're going to take it even further. And this year we started the publishing companies because I believe that artists should be able to get more out of their work, should see their work when it's really good. So that's where all that came into play.
All right. You know, I think it's so important that a lot of people come to a standpoint when they go first experiencing during the self-publishing process, and then they get discouraged and don't want to go further. So it's actually encouraging what you just said, because I did the same thing, but then, you know, the interview is all about you, so we're going to stay on that path. But a lot of people become very discouraged when they have a bad experience with the publishing house, and then it says a lot about you as an individual that you were able to just jump right in and just go into doing the publishing thing yourself. That's very encouraging, and I think that's something that our listeners need to hear, because, you know, a lot of times I've spoken with artists who say that they, you know, they want to write poetry and they want to put it in book form, but they don't know what to do and how to get, you know, themselves into the market without going through one of the many self-publishing avenues.
Exactly.
Can you
spending a whole lot of money.
Yeah, absolutely. Can you kind of touch on that a little bit since you are, your own publisher? And let's know the name of your publishing company.
We actually have two publishing companies. The first one is Wicked Connection, and that publishes all the erotic, romance, love type writing, novels, poetry, the whole gamut. Then we have what is our other side, which is called Vantage Point Publishing, and what they do is publish all the other literature. We have inspirational, we have children's books, we have a pastor that we're publishing, his notes and his sermons, that way we can cover everybody to fit. What we do is, like I tell people, I need to believe in your writing as much as you do. And with that being said, we are a somewhat trade publishing. It doesn't cost anyone anything up front. You do your submissions. We go over your work. We talk about it, see if it fits, see if it really catches what's going on with you. And we basically pay for everything up front.
Oh, wow.
Now, if you've got stuff that's not good, then, I mean, I don't have a problem with telling somebody, okay, keep working on it, giving them ideas where to work here, where to improve here, things of that nature, research material. I mean, I'm not perfect by no means when it comes to being a writer. None of us are. We're learning every day. But like I tell people, if it's okay, it's okay. But if it's good enough and you believe in it and I really it catches us, then we can go to the next level. With that being said,
All right.
We do is we publish what you do. We do your copyright. We do everything, get it all going. I tell people, we own the publishing companies. I'm not trying to get rich off of the publishing companies because I'm not trying to get rich off somebody else's work. That's why I write. But I believe there's enough talent out here that needs to be seen, so we try to help as many people as we can if their work is really, really good. And I've been blessed to come across some really good writers that have had bad experiences with self-publishing that have come on board, some people that are just starting that were afraid because of this enormous cost they've been told about, and we've released some pretty good books thus far.
Oh, great. You know, I wanted, while we're on the subject of the publishing, you know, with your first book, Central Dragon, tell us how you came up with that title. That's very intriguing, a very intriguing title.
Central Dragon is actually a signature piece that's on my CD, and Central Dragon is actually talks about a woman who does both. Which a lot of women are. We handle whatever we have to handle during the day, and we enjoy ourselves at night. And in that piece, it talks about her getting up one morning, looking in the mirror, and she saw the remnants of a dragon, basically the other side of herself from the party the night before. So I think that was a piece I did for women, for myself, because I've been that single parent that has raised kids, but I still enjoy myself as well. So you got to have a balance in life, and that's where the Sensuous Dragon comes in.
Oh, well, I like that because I said, ooh, I like this Sensuous Dragon. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of a title that kind of grabs you. And when you're in the publishing industry, you know what kind of titles that grab the attention of people
mm-hmm.
right away. And
exactly.
That was definitely one of those things that, you know, drew me to. Now, who, you know, take us through the creative process of your book. Who did you design your book cover first, or did you come up with a manuscript? What was your process?
What I did was I wrote the whole book. That book actually is comprised of poetry, a few short stories, and then I actually have a couple of short stories are short stories and poetry put together. You'll get maybe a page or two of a story, then it breaks off into a poem, then goes back into another part of the story. We did that. I actually introduced my younger brother, who's a writer, in that book. The last two poems in that book are his. The book cover was done by a family member, and
okay.
Basically we put it all together, and it probably took all of about 45 days.
Wow. Well, I know you're saying that you got it done pretty quickly, but did you find any challenges in bringing your book to manifesting your book into your reality?
No, because when I made up my mind that's what I was going to do, I was going to do it no matter what. The only downfall that I came across was, and this is one of the things that I tell a lot of people that self-publish, you have to be really, really careful, because when I sent off the final proof of the book, what was printed was not the final proof. There were more errors in the book than the final proof that I sent them. And that's just something that's a part of self-publishing, because you upload a lot of the different things, whereas with the way we do things, we have two or three different people that proof it, look over at the final, and then the actual artists themselves give the final say-so on the book. So that would be the only thing that that I saw was challenging. But other than that, no, it was actually a very easy process.
All right. Do you continue? Are you looking further to getting into perhaps some, you know, romantic novels or erotic novels?
Yes, we do have those already. We have, I have a couple that are actually in process of print right now. We just printed off our second. We did a reprint for Najine on her book, which is one of our writers, which was an excellent book. And then we just released his first book. He goes by R.X. Grand. It's an erotic political / mystery novel that is really, really an excellent book called The Dominant View. So that would be the first one besides the reprint that we have. So then we have three more that are actually in process of being released. We just released two books yesterday. We had a doubleheader for one of our authors, Roberto De Niro Styles. So he has one on both sides. He has his erotic poetry book on Wiki Connection and then his poetic memoirs on Vantage Point Publishing. So he had a doubleheader, one on each side.
Oh, that is awesome. You know, it's just amazing how, you know, you go from one point of writing a book, and I can tell you have you're passionate about helping others realize, you know, their dream in becoming an author. Because I share that same passion. You know, that's kind of how, you know, a little bit of how I got into, you know, the publishing part of it as well. There's enough talent out here, and there's enough room for all of us to be successful. And it's
exactly.
Very commendable that you are embracing other authors and kind of taking them under your wing and, you know, taking them to the process under your publishing company. I just, you know, that is so awesome, sister, for, you know, to really see people working together like that to help other people become published.
Oh, yes, definitely. That is my goal, trying to get as many people. I just believe there's so much talent, and if you think or someone has told you that it's going to cost you a lot, that it's hard, those fears pop up, and you'll stay away from it, thinking that it's something that you can't do, and that's not true. It is.
Absolutely. How do you feel like as far as being the erotic, everybody feels, a lot of people feel that it's so taboo, and I know I heard you say earlier about your town, they don't really embrace it as much, but everybody finds your erotic material as something so taboo, and, you know, they are so afraid to talk about it, but it's a part of the human experience, and how do you get past the point of the naysayers as far as with your work when it comes to the opportunity where you want to share your work in an open environment? How do you get past all of that and just do what you do?
I actually talk about what I do a lot, and I actually don't have a problem with people wanting to debate me with it, because I tell people the very simple things. A lot of people tell me what I do is nasty. Like I tell them, there's a right and a wrong way to do everything. I try to stay on the side of being very classy with what I do. I am descriptive, but I try to stay away from being pornographic, being degrading. People ask me, as a Christian, quote unquote, how do you do that? Well, I've studied the Bible. I study Christian counseling. There is sex all through the Bible. Most people don't realize that if you watch the History Channel, when they break down the Bible, they title Songs of Solomon as erotic poetry in the Bible. So I don't have a problem with debating. Like I tell people, you're not going to convince me that what I do is wrong, but I will give you what I've researched, because I didn't just go into this with my eyes closed. I researched. I prayed about it. I wanted to know if I was doing the right thing. And like I said, Lord, if this is not what you want me to do, you will remove it. And every time I said that, 10 more pieces came. Doors kept opening.
All right, that's what I was talking about. And you know what, I will agree with you. There is, you know, sexuality going through off the Bible from the...
Yeah, but see, I think the biggest problem is we as a nation, the United States, has made sex bad. We have so many things that it's looked down upon. One thing I hear all the time is, oh, wow, if you was in Denmark, if you was in London, if you was such and such overseas, you would be famous because they love what you do. We have put a stereotype on sex that it is bad. You know, a lot of us are raised that you didn't talk about sex. That was something that was done behind closed doors. You didn't talk about it. But it's not, because when you put all those stereotypes on it, that's why people don't get educated the right way.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, you know, would you say when you write poetry, although it's erotic poetry, there is, you know, I can imagine you have an intended purpose to writing erotic. Is it?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You know,
one of my biggest purposes when writing erotic poetry is for couples, married couples, to use it. Like I tell people when I counsel couples, everyone is a poet in their own right. You don't have to be the best poet. You don't have to be the worst poet, but everybody is a poet, because to me, poetry is an expression of your words. I have had my clients, male and female couples, write down their emotions, then share it with each other, and that way they can get out what they could not say. I tell couples that come to our shows, take what we are saying and take it home and apply it to your relationship. About satisfying the man satisfying the woman, sharing these things. Those are the things that we do when we do our shows. it's meant for a specific purpose. And like I tell people, if you look at the titles, if you really read the words of my pieces, I'm very descriptive, and it does deal with different situations that people go through.
Absolutely. I'm so glad you brought that point out, because people find that they try to put people's voices in a box, and because you speak, you know, you do erotic poetry, they tend to put you in a box and don't think it has a purpose. But I love what you just said, that, you know, to help married couples, couples in general, to, you know, enhance or, you know, improve on their intimacy. And,
exactly.
You know, that is so important to be able to do that with poetry. And see, people don't understand that there are benefits in this type of poetry. And it's not just something nasty or taboo. It's something that can really help people in their real day-to-day relationships with their
exactly.
partner.
And that's what I do with from the erotic poetry to anything in between, from abuse victims. That's their way of regaining who they are, one day at a time, is one of the pieces that I wrote. And it was to help a few friends that were going, people that I've never met, just people on Facebook that inbox me every so often, situations that you kind of have a rapport with, going through divorce, going through a breakup, going through just a bad situation in their life. And I wrote a piece called One Day at a Time. It helped so many people. Being able to write pieces dealing with AIDS, dealing with just different things of life that help. And that's what I tell people. That's what our words are. I wrote a piece that let people know, guess what, if we don't use our words for what they're for, then our words fall on deaf ears.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and then when we come back, we'll be more asking you more and more questions.
Okay.
All right.
Refreshing. Hello, everyone. Let's make lemonade out of lemons. I'm talking about the job market. Go to www.ifellowman.info. It's that simple. It's about internet marketing, a step-by-step program with a goal to build you $100K a year in 90 days. That's www.ifellowman.info. It's that simple.
Are you trying to get pregnant? Need to feel confident about treatments ahead? Need to save money, time, and heartache? Are you willing to follow 4 proven modules to be strong, gain knowledge, overcome obstacles, and gain freedom from worry? Contact Hold Your Hand Fertility Coaching and reserve your spot today. www.holdyourhandfertilitycoach.com.
All right, welcome back, Detroit, and all my global listeners. You are tuned in to the Poetic Energy Network station, and I am your host this evening, Ms. Poetic E. Our regular scheduled host, Ms. Strong Island, is out ill this evening, so I'm holding it down on this great interview with Ms. Dawn Deep River Glanta. Dawn, welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to just get right back in because we're having great conversation, and I'm loving just your whole mission and what you're doing. It's not just something that you're writing, but you're also writing it to help, you know, people in their day-to-day relationships, and that is so impressive to me because, you know, not everybody writes with a purpose, and I love that you entertain, but you also have a purpose in helping people in their overall life, and this is what this network is all about, you know, embracing you know, life in general, and just really helping people in their day-to-day life. So it's just a pleasure just to have you even on the show tonight.
Thank you. I'm enjoying this conversation.
Well, you know what, Dawn? I want to be, because you have so many other great things that you're doing, and I want to make mention of your CD, Deep Rivers. Now, we have a track that I want to play for everybody, and then after we play that track, I want you to, you know, come in and just talk about it a little bit and share with us, you know, what was it like bringing your CD into, you know, into your reality. So we're going to play your track, Deep Rivers.
Place your tongue where my rivers run deep. long strokes, warm and wet. I want to leap, leap right out of my skin as my body shudders, shudders beneath you as you continue the lashing that you give. Inserting your tongue, slow and wet, arching my back, all of you I get. The moment becomes very still as you whisper, please don't move. You're creating your own groove. Slowly I feel your dick in my ultimate space, throbbing thick, soft as lace. Now you stroke me with a dick in demand, slow, then fast, ramming your dick as far as it will go, giving me orgasm after orgasm, starting the flow. I compose myself as now it's my turn, ready to fulfill my inner burn. Taking your dick deep inside, my ultimate position, the ultimate ride. Your dick reaches places, expanding spaces that only you can. Hitting the ultimate G-spot, my biggest fan. I tighten my muscles around the head of your dick and slowly massage your pleasure stick. Before you explode, my mouth is now in charge, licking and sucking as your dick returns large. My tongue explores from the head to the base. Then it's time to return to my candy case, to slowly stroke your dick while stroking my clit. The intensity of the flow we have, my teeth as they grip. We both scream out, I'm coming right now. The understatement to describe this style. You embrace me and hold on tight as the explosion begins and goes on into the night.
All right, Detroit and all our global listeners, that was Miss Dawn Deep Rivers Blanchard with her track Deep Rivers. This is, she's our very special guest holding it down this evening on this great interview. Dawn, tell us about that track, your CD, and, you know, that track specifically.
Yes, that track is actually my signature piece, I'm sorry, Deep Rivers. But the difference is if you listen to my voice on the radio and you listen to that CD, it's not the same person. When I decided to write, I started writing and writing and writing and writing, and I was on overload. I was writing anywhere from 15 to 20 pieces a day. And a friend of mine came over, and she was reading some of my stuff. And she said, wow, I didn't know you wrote like that. She said, that is amazingly awesome. I'm like, okay. So now I'm at this place that I'm going to try to record this. And I said, but I also got to come up with a pen name. She's like, well, when I read your stuff, the first thing that comes to mind is Deep. She said, and your last name is already Rivers. She said, so that's what it should be. And I'm thinking, okay. She read this piece, and she has a voice. She does a lot of commercials in the city and things of that nature. I was like, you know what? I'm too busy right now. I need you to record my first CD for me. So on my first CD, the very first track is my voice telling about words and what I do. The other nine tracks is her voice. She was very, very helping in doing that because I had so many pieces running through my brain that there's no way possible I could have memorized it to actually get it done. And she did. The music is all original, and it was actually done by my son-in-law and my youngest son.
All right.
And we did that. And I've gotten challenges because most people ask me, oh, that music is different. I'm like, it's original. Then when I say who did it, the first thing they say, oh, my God, how could you do that? Well, I have grown kids, and my grown kids are aware of what their mother do. But the other thing is I educated my children with sex and what life is about, not the streets. So they know what I write, not a problem. So that's how that came about.
All right. You know, well, that's awesome because I love the, you know, it's nothing like having a great support system around you. When you're trying to do something, you know, better for your life or just, you know, just to enhance on what you're already doing wonderfully, and it's great to hear that you have a great support system and people that support you in what you're doing. A lot of people don't have that.
Exactly.
How important
exactly.
Do you think
and it makes a difference
to have a support system?
Excuse me, I'm sorry.
How important do you feel you know, as far as with yourself, it is to have a great support system behind you?
It has been wonderful because, as I tell people, I have four jobs. I'm a hairstylist, a I'm a writer, I'm a publisher, and I'm a temperament specialist counselor. So it helps that people support me in what I do because it keeps me going while I'm doing all these different things. And they believe in, they are that open ear. They don't have a problem with supporting me. They don't have a problem with coming to my defense when people say, oh, I can't believe she's doing that or anything that's negative, because they sat and talked to me about what I do and the reasons why. So the support system is wonderful as far as getting the word out there what I do and the reasons why I do it. So it really has helped.
Right. You know, I think it's very important. I'm glad you said that. That's one of the reasons why I asked you the question, because everybody don't always have people behind them to support them, and they go solo in trying to, accomplish things in their life. Everybody needs somebody.
Yes, you need somebody. I mean, I have one of my oldest brother. I love him dearly. But he doesn't want to hear his quote-unquote little sister do stuff like this. But he supports me. He buys all my stuff. He's at my shows. Sometimes he's at my shows with his fingers in his ears, not really listening. And he tells people, I support my sister. She's good at what she does, but she's my little sister. So I don't necessarily want to hear her say them words, but he's there. So, yes, the support does help. So, yeah, it's a good thing.
I can kind of understand the point. You know, certain people, you wouldn't want to hear, you know, them say certain things. But we all grown, so I guess we have to grow beyond that and understand that we are adults and, you know, adults do.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, and he supports me. He's there with his fingers in his ears. I'm like, okay, I see you over there. Thank you for supporting me. And everybody gets a kick out of it. So.
You know what, Dawn? It's just really impressive. You have so much going on. But I see also in your bio that you co-wrote a TV series. Tell us a little bit about that.
My business partner wrote a movie 10 years ago called Butter. And I read it, and it was amazing. And he wrote some other movies. And what we did was I loved it so much. It was almost parallel to my life story in ways that I started writing short stories. There's actually a short story about Butter in my book, Sensuous Dragon. There's a short story in my latest book that I just published, Spellbound, about Butter. And then what we did was flip it even further, and we have internet radio stations, and we have an internet TV station that should be up and running by the end of the year, and we've turned it into a TV series. We've already gotten it converted to the TV series for the first 4 seasons. We're working on some other programs to go along with that, and our TV station is Radio Next TV, and what we're doing is the TV stations is called MOE TV, and that's My Original Entertainment. Everything that's on there will be written by us, whether it be myself, my business partner who's a writer, the artists that we bring on board. We have a couple of writers that have really, really good books that have broke out into short stories that we may do some series off those. So it's going to be everybody that's part of that family writing and programming. Even one of the hosts for our show that we do, he's a comedian. We're going to have him film his own comedy show to go on the TV station. So that's where all that goes.
Wow, that sounds awesome. We are definitely looking forward to it. Before you leave the show, we're definitely going to have you give us some connection information so our listeners and in the chat room as well as on the switchboard can connect with you. Let me ask you this question. Now, you know, because you're in the erotic arena, do you ever see yourself getting to the point where you're traveling to be a part of various events that may call for the erotic poet? Is that something that you desire to do?
Yes, I would love to. We're actually working on our own showcase, which is called the Erotic Storm, that I would like to take on the road. We are actually doing some business with some people in L.A. right now. Hopefully we'll be able to take our showcase there. And it's actually erotic comedy and the poetry combined. So, yes, I basically feel like this. Anywhere the erotic scene is at and I could bring to it and learn from it, I would do it.
All right. That, you know, that's a great answer because you never know who's listening. Because it's a lot of people who have reached out and told me that, you know, people have connected with them based on them being from, you know, being on the show here.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of awesome, you know, and I love what you're doing and what you're saying out there, because, you know, you definitely seem like a sister that people should be connecting with, especially those who are in the erotic arena, because you got a lot going on and a lot of positive things going on. With this current project of yours, the TV series, you know, is it ever going to go beyond just the erotic arena, or are you just going to kind of stick with that platform?
No, it's we go across the border. No, not just erotic. It's the one that we have now is somewhat erotic, but then it's a little on the other side. But we have the talk shows that we're doing for the TV show. We have a regular comedy show. We have a regular, just like tuning in to Law and Order type show. So we are taking it way further than just the erotic. My thing is, there's so much talent out there, we want to go across the board and do whatever we can. On our radio stations, we have a couple of live shows now. We're booking and looking to do more live shows, because we actually have, it's the radio station with four substations. We have a jazz station, we have a rhythm and blaze station, we have a news station, and then we have Faithcast. So try to cross all the avenues to be able to assist everybody that we can. So.
All right, great. Now, you know, with the erotic poetry, will you ever get to the point where people can, you know, come to you like for relationship advice? Because that kind of can tie into the relationship realm, when, because people often have problems in their relationships and then deals with the intimacy part. Since you're a counselor professionally, do you see yourself also working that into some type of program, and, you know, with your poetry and with your counseling skills, working that into perhaps like a self-help type of thing to, you know, help aid couples and you know, relationship people, you know, people
yes.
that are having a problem with their relationship.
Yes, I do, because also anybody from all the years of counseling, all the years of studying counseling, there's two main factors usually, and it's dealing with sexuality or intimacy or finances in a relationship. And usually the finances get hit, which hurts the sexuality part or the intimacy in a relationship. So, yes, with dealing with the poetry, that is a big part of it. I want to be able to integrate that into the counseling to be able to help couples, because even once that has been hurt and they get the finances back in order, the intimacy is usually gone. Well, let's ignite that fire, and there are ways that can do that. There are a lot of people that are shocked when I say, okay, write her a poem. Tell her how you feel. It's like, I can't say that. Why not? Write it down on paper. Give it to her. So it's really not you. He's like, oh, I can't say what you say. Okay, then you write your words down, and she writes her words down. Exchange it. Leave her a note and see what happens. And it has worked. I've used it, and it has worked.
All right. Well, Don, you know, since we have you on air, we couldn't let you leave without sharing a piece from your book, Central Dragons. Why don't you share a piece with us and our listeners?
Okay. I think because you said it, I'll do Central Dragons, since that is the title of it.
All right.
As the sun warms my face, feelings erupt of last night's disgrace. I drag myself out of this bed to see what I see. The remnants of the dragon. Damn, that's me. Dragon, you say? What do you mean? The formation I take when my other side intervenes. Replacing the woman of the day into the woman of the night that must have her way. Dragon. The word describes the beast within. You ask why? Fire long and desire to satisfy the burn again and again. Yes, a fire so deep that as the dragon inside releases, tearing your body into pieces. Pieces of joy, pieces of pleasure, pieces of you, drops of cum, too much to measure. The hidden dragon that only appears late at night, forgetting all my fears. The woman of the day handles her own as the dragon of the night sits high on her throne. And that would be Sensuous Dragon.
All right. You know, now, Dawn, I'm going to give it to you. This is what we do when we have somebody, you know, render a piece on the show. We got to show them love. So I'm about to show you some love, sister, for Central Dragon. All
right. Well, thank you.
That was awesome, my sister. The delivery was flawless. I thoroughly enjoyed that, you know, the theme poem of your book, Central Dragons. Why don't you tell the people very quickly how to connect with you and how to purchase your book and your CD?
The book and the CD, you can go to our e-store on our website, which is Wicked, WIKKEDKONNECTION.com, wickedconnection.com. And at the e-store, you can buy the combo pack or you can buy the book separate. You can buy other artists that we have material on there. You can hit me up on Facebook. You can go to our fan page on Facebook. We have a Wicked Connection fan page and a Deep Rivers fan page. And as you see the name, it's Dawn Blanchard, Deep Rivers, on Facebook. My page is open. I don't have it blocked, so people can read my pieces. They can request me as a friend. I do tell people you get out of hand, I will block you. I don't even look twice. But anybody that wants to read it and enjoy is there. If I can help somebody with a piece, if I can help somebody through something that needs something, they can hit me up on Facebook and inbox me.
Well, that is so awesome. Dawn, before we go, you know, what kind of advice would you give to someone that who feels like they are an erotic poetry, but they kind of shy back from it because of, you know, a fear of ridicule from people that they're surrounded by? What kind of advice would you give that type of person?
Anybody that hears me right now that feels that way, I used to be that way until I realized that what I do is a gift, and I'm going to utilize the gift that I have. Surround yourself with people that believe in you. Reach out to total strangers that may believe in you, that will read your work. I'm one of those people. A lot of people don't want to publish, but they will reach out for me to read their material and give them that encouragement, give them that word of advice here and there. If you have that talent, if you feel you have that talent, don't let someone tell you what you don't have. Just keep going forward until you get to that point where you know you feel comfortable to reach out even further.
That is awesome, Dawn, because I think it's very important for people to know where you have come from and share that, because there are a lot of people who shy back from getting started because, you know, they write but they don't want to share their work because of the ridicule. So I'm so glad that you shared that and that you are a person that they can come to, especially if they're interested in getting published or just really having someone embrace them and kind of give them some guidance. So I thank you for that open door for our listeners, because we definitely have quite a few listeners on the switchboard, because sometimes we have people that will tune in on the phone lines, but they won't get an opportunity to sign into the switchboard. So we just thank you all for, you know, just tuning in with us during this magnificent interview with Dawn Deep Rivers Blanchard. I just love that name, Dawn Deep Rivers.
Deep Rivers, that would be
lot,
it.
You know? And you definitely flow deeply, that's for sure. You know, we are definitely just getting to the point where we want to just wrap this up with you. I want to just say that, Dawn, you're welcome to come on the Poetic Energy Network station anytime. Of course, we have some of your tracks that we are now putting into rotation on our spoken board, billboard, and afternoon radio mix. We are planning an event for next year, and we definitely are going to send you an invitation to attend if possible.
Oh,
you just never know, you may be able to, you know, come and render us a piece on the stage.
Oh, definitely. Just keep me updated. As long as I don't have anything going on before you let me know, I'm there.
All right. Yes, we definitely are trying to get a lot of the poets to come and entertain us at this event in the Michigan area, so we definitely will keep you posted.
Oh, yeah, that's nowhere.
Pardon?
Oh, I said that's nowhere. That's close by.
Yeah, that's right. You are in Indiana, so that's a real
yes,
awesome.
That's close by.
I just want to take this moment, Dawn, to really thank you for agreeing to be interviewed on the show this evening here on the Poetic Energy Network station. It's always a pleasure to have wonderful and amazing people doing great things out there with the things that they love to do. And the thing that I'm most impressed about is that you're not just doing for the entertainment or just for gain, but you're actually doing it to help other people, and that is something that's dear to my heart. So I definitely commend you and just, you know, take my hat off to you, dear sister, because, you know, it's just been a pleasure just talking with you and learning more about you and your work. And we definitely want our listeners to go out and support your CD and Deep Rivers and your book, Sensual Dragon. And this is a definitely awesome sister, definitely somebody that you want to get connected with, especially if you're in the erotic arena. She has a platform for that. And if you're not in the erotic arena, a genre,
you got a platform for that.
She definitely can help you as well. On this show, I show a lot of love. You know, I have a publishing company too, but, you know, there's enough love to spread around. If I can't help someone, I'd rather send them to someone, people to someone that I know that is willing to help them as well. Because not everybody is out to help, you know.
Exactly,
So, you have any last parting words, Dawn, before we wrap this up?
No, besides the fact that I want to congratulate you on doing so well with your show and having me on the show. I really appreciate it. I think, like you said, being able to help people is the biggest part. We're not in it to be this rich, famous person. I mean, everybody loves money, but that's not the purpose. Our purpose is to help others because that reward is so much greater than anything else.
Absolutely. You couldn't have said it better myself. Loving it. Don, I just want to say thank you so much for, you know, again, joining us this evening here on the Poetic Energy Network station on the Erotic Central. She's you're always welcome back, and please do, you know, regularly on this night we have the open mic night, and we have a few more minutes left in the show, so we're going to have some poets that's on the line.
Okay, I'm going to listen in.
Okay. Thank you so much, Dawn. And you have a great rest of the evening. And, you know, hope you can stick out for the rest of the few minutes that we have to hopefully.
I sure will. I'm listening now.
All right. Everyone, that was Miss Dawn Deep Rivers Blanchard, our special guest for this evening. It was awesome and great getting to know her and all about her. And please remember to connect with her on her website, wikiconnections.com, that's W-I-K-K-E-D, connections.com, and also on Facebook. We are definitely, we're going to take one of our first callers here. We're just going to use the remaining minutes to, you know, let some of the poets come through and share their voice here on the show. All right, we're going to take the first caller. Caller from the 646. You are currently on the air with Miss Poetic E this evening. Miss Strong Island is out, but we're still holding it down and letting the poets come through and share their voice for the next 10 minutes or so. Who do we have on stepping to the mic tonight?
You have Junebug, Poetic E, and I want to say thanks for the encouragement for your guest, fellow poet. Poet Deep River.
Yeah, that was our guest.
Oh, okay. I didn't catch her stage name or her name. Poetic license, excuse me. Say that's how you say it. But
His name is Deep Rivers, but on Facebook she can be found by Dawn Blanchard.
Dawn Blanchard. Okay, I wrote that down. I wanted to share this poem, and I wanted to make a comment if you have a few seconds, and I'm going to read the poem. But
go ahead. You have the floor, my brother.
All right, thanks. Thank you very much. The way I write poetry, and I've always, now that I'm learning how to write, recite erotic poetry, I think I found a formula to my way of expressing myself. I thought basically what I could do is give descriptions, and then incorporate something erotic, something sensual. You know, I thought about...
All right, go ahead with it, brother.
Okay. Poem goes like this. Sometime, this is the title, Sometime You Need Me. Here's how it goes. Sometimes you just need a car to get your freak on in the back seat, to go down on each other, suck on her pussy, her sweet whole passion. Also, a grown man should get head from his woman all night long. If each other can't, then they should walk away to something new in the back seat. Sometimes you should try something new and come back to start all over again new in the back seat. Sometimes you need me in the back seat. And that's the end of my poem. Now, I was a little bit nervous about reciting because I didn't know what to expect, you know, from the audience and yourself, so.
You know what, Jumuk, it's all right to be in the beginning stages of your writing because you can only, the awesome thing is that you have started to write. And mm-hmm. just like our guest this evening, she's definitely a wonderful person. Since it's your desire to write erotic poetry, definitely make sure you connect with her because she can definitely give you some guidance. And not only will she give you guidance, she definitely has the heart to give you some guidance. And
right.
she has her own publishing company, so if you're wishing to get published in the erotic genre, she is definitely a person to connect with, and it is great that you have tuned into the show. And I'm so glad you shared.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
And with that being said, let me show you a little bit of love, brother. We have to do that.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And just be encouraged, my brother. You're always welcome to come in and tune into the show. We have open mic night here on Wednesday nights and Thursday night. Thursday night is our regular open mic, and this night, of course, is the erotic open mic.
Oh, okay. I didn't even know that. Thursday nights at what time?
Right.
Thursday nights at
be
10 o'clock?
Encouraged.
Same time?
It's 9 o'clock on Thursdays.
9 o'clock on Thursdays, okay. And I'll try to do my best to start, you know, from the very bottom, work my way up to the top. So, you know.
All right. Thank you so much, brother, for tuning in. We got, I hate to cut you short, but we have 7 more minutes remaining in the show. And we had such a great interview. We kind of went over, but I was loving talking with our guest this evening. But do continue to hang on if you can for the next 7 minutes. And I'm just going to take the next caller here. Caller from the 701 area code, you are currently on the air with Ms. Poetic E for this evening on our Erotic Central Sheets. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight? Caller, are you there? All righty. Well, with the time being so far spent, we just like to, again, there's so many of you hanging out on the switchboard. We so love you for doing it. I know sometimes you can't sign into the chat room or you're out and about and you're just tuning into the show. We want to let you know that we so appreciate you for doing that. Like all, we thank all of our guests for signing in the chat room to hang out with us, interviewing Ms. Dawn Deep Rivers Blanche, a sister out there doing her thing and showing others how to do, you know, get on board with what they want to do. We just so love her for that. We are, you know, Miss Strong Island is out ill this evening, so we had to hold it down. But please do check out the other regular scheduled shows throughout the week. I have various hosts on my network. You know, I'm the owner, Michelle E. Alford, a.k.a. Poetic Energy, of the Poetic Energy Network Station. But I have a host of hosts that, you know, do different segments. I cover health, spirituality, conscious living, poetry. You know, we're trying to do it all because it is our goal to help, you know, to inspire, motivate, educate, and just affect the human experience. And that's what you're going to get on this show because I'm all about, you know, loving on people and, you know, of course, growing and nurturing others myself, you know, and getting inspiration from you as well. But with that being said, we have 4 or 5 more minutes remaining in the show, and we're going to take the show out this evening with another sister that we plan on getting on the show who is an erotic poet. And she is definitely, you know, building up on our spoken word billboard charts, Mrs. Understood Mental Massage. And this is her track, Love Explosion. And with, before we play that track, I just want to thank Ms. Dawn Deep Rivers Blanchard for joining us this evening. Again, we love you, sister. You're always welcome back to the Poetic Energy Network station. Again, guests in Detroit and all our global listeners, thank you for tuning in this evening. We love you. Enjoy the rest of your evening. And, you know, all of those who are going to hang out, go ahead and have a good time, even though it's hump day. But all of those who are just getting ready for sleep, I hope you have a great and sensuous sleep tonight. But, you know, I'm going to put you to bed with a bedtime song by Miss Understood Mental Massage. Yeah, with her Love Explosion. Good night. Love you all. God bless.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to bring to the stage right now a lady you know and love. She's here every Friday night. Yeah, she goes by the name of Misunderstood. Misunderstood.
She bites, bottom lip, with slight raise to right hip, to welcome the all of him. Her waist slim, head down, apple bottom too much for his gripping hand. So he punishes adequate treat with gentle slap, then his arm wrap under the curve of her, to feel the depth of her, pulling her close with animal instinct, both in sync. Core hip, grind and bend into the letter U. Tongue traces arch back in the letter S, forming two bodies into us. Two moans become one, until the peaking of the sun. Inhibition nowhere in sight, and they've been at it all night. Never wanting this to end, she begins again, nursing his explosion back to erection. And fond of our affection, he rises to the occasion from her oral stimulation. Cups her hips and slip her sexy frame to deliver the same. Attention to her begging pearl. Watch his tongue swirl and taste and dive. She feels so alive. He delivers oral punishment. A willing victim, and she enjoys all of him. As he positions himself back in that familiar place, fulfillment shown on face, as he grinds full manhood into her woman, hard and then gentle, fast and then slow, and she's not letting go. Though she feels the throb of completion, she squeezes, eyes shut, licks lips, nasty grind of hips, and then release. Two bodies at rest, two frustrations at peace, sensual explosion, paints their love story onto inviting sheets.
Right. I'll give it up for Misunderstood, ladies and gentlemen. Misunderstood. Spitting nothing but the raw. Hey, yo, CD's available in the back. $10 for you and yours. Enjoy. Hey, yo, coming up to the mic right about now. We got another poet.